We are on the line right now with Coach Andy Hampton of the Wellington Napoleon Lady Tigers, just getting their start to the season tonight. They were taking on Odessa. Coach Hampton, thanks for your time and for being with us this evening. Were you at Odessa, or was this a hosting game?
We were at home.
Okay, so the score was 40-29. Odessa topped you. Tell us a little bit about the game itself, how it got rolling, and what things you need to work on with your squad after this.
Well, the first quarter didn't start out real well for us. We had a real hard time scoring. I think it was 13-1 at the end of the first quarter. And we had some girls getting foul trouble early, and so we just were kind of having a hard time getting in sync offensively, but our defensive effort was pretty good all night. I was really happy with that, and our overall effort was really good all night. We got at the four by halftime and had a really good second quarter, and then came out in the third quarter and just gave up some easy baskets and again had a hard time scoring a little bit. We really were not good from the free throw line tonight, and that was a big key. But the fourth quarter was pretty much even between us and Odessa. So, it was a typical first game. We did a lot of good things. We did a lot of bad things. But really, the bad things are very fixable. They're the little things that you talk about every day as a coach to your team. And they're definitely fixable. And we'll just have to make sure that we try to improve on those things here next week when we get back at it.
Yeah, absolutely. I was at a game earlier this week, Carrollton Brookfield, and actually in the boys' contest, and they both went under 50% at the line. And if Brookfield maybe hit a couple more shots from the line, they make the difference up in the score. Talk about some of the things. Like you said, they can be fixed, and that's a lot of how you approach things at the foul line. Tell us how important that is. I don't think some people realize how important free throws are.
Well, they're huge. I mean, they can make a difference in a game, and tonight we were way under 50% from the free throw line, and, we lost by 11. So if you cut that in half, possibly, it's a little closer. But then also we had 22 turnovers, and, they were things that I thought Odessa does a really good job of their half-court defense. They're pretty aggressive, and they pressed us the whole night, and I felt like we handled the press okay, but when we did break it, it was really more or less us trying to do things a little bit too fast. And we just got to learn that we've got to play a little bit more under control and slow down just a little bit offensively to give us more possessions. 22 turnovers, you're just throwing away possessions. And, if you get a couple of them back and hit a couple more free throws, we're right there in the mix of things. So, those are the little things that we're talking about, and next week we've got the conference tournament, and we won't have a lot of time to work on it. It'll be a long week next week, but, right now at this beginning of the season, as you get ready to play somebody else, you haven't played anybody for 3 or 4 weeks, and you kind of got to have to learn on the run as you approach each game, because each game is going to be different. So I think we'll do that. Our girls are real focused. They've been working their butts off all week or all year so far, and they're a hard-working group, and I know they'll be ready to fix things next week.
Yeah, definitely, Coach. In the games I was at already, turnovers are just very frequent, especially early in the season. Just like you say, you have to slow down, let the game come to you, and I'm sure you'll get it righted. So do you know who your first opponent is in the bracket in the tournament next week?
Yes, we play Monday against Crestridge, and we've always had real good competitive games with them. They're very well coached down there by Katie Woolsey, and she's a good friend of mine, so it's always kind of cool to hook up and play them. And so we actually beat them last year in the championship game of the conference tournament, so we're going to face each other here in the first round. And I think on the girls' side of the I-70, this tournament is going to be very competitive, and it's going to be a fun week and a tough week for everybody. So everybody has to be on their game and be ready to go.
Well, Coach Hampton, really appreciate your time tonight, especially going on live like this. I know the past couple of years has been more of a recorded format. It feels a little bit safer, but we're playing it loose tonight. Coach Hampton, thank you. 0-1 on the season, just getting started. And in fact, we have a game with you. Unfortunately, I have to wait until February to see you, but I think I will be at Hardin Central when you guys come to town on Monday the 3rd of February. So I'm looking forward to seeing you guys in person, and definitely want to hear about all the games between now and then every Friday night if you can. We want to hear more from you on the Fifth Quarter Show.
All right, will do.
Thank you, Coach Andy Hampton of the Wellington Napoleon Tigers. He's with us right here, and we're going to let you go, Coach. Thank you.